For you as the driver, is that we are joined in the media center by your funny car provisional number one qualifier, Mr. Bob Tasca. Bob ran a time tonight on Friday here at the Texas Motorplex of 3.822 at 335.55 miles per hour. Bob, that was actually the quickest run since Pomona won the 2018.
Yeah.
And we did that here in Texas in 2023. So how did that run feel to you overall?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, what's so impressive in the first run, you know, Aaron Todd said, we're going to run 87. And then we saw Hagen run 84, and Aaron, you know, stuck his head in. And I said, well, what do you got in it? He said, should run 82. And I smiled because when he, you know, those guys say it, like they're trying to run 82. And we ran 83 in Charlotte, and it was pretty safe. And we actually had a hole out on that run. So we knew that if we could keep the fuel curve right and keep all the holes lit, and just, I think they leaned on a little bit, we could run 82. And, you know, the car was dead smooth. I got back in the pit. I said, fellas, when you look at that run, you're going to say there's more in it. The hardest part of that run is it hiked the front end up probably around 800 feet, 700 feet, and it got a little bit to the inside. And I had like a half a steering wheel turn in it to the outside. And I'm like, please just hang on. Just don't cross. Don't get near the center line. And it put the nose down, and I was able to bring it back in. But hey, listen, that's an exciting run. You're playing hardball against the best of the best in the world with Robert and, you know, Hagen and Caps and Force and those guys out there running 80s left and right. But that's what it's going to take to come out here and win a championship, is you got to go toe-to-toe with them, not one or two races, but every race in the countdown. And to this point, we've done that. But we got to, you know, get our setup ready for tomorrow, because those will be, you know, similar conditions as Sunday. But then Sunday gets good. It's calling like a high of 69 degrees Sunday. You know, the sun will be out, so the track won't be as good as what we saw tonight. But you're going to have to run hard out here to win this race. And, you know, we're just, you know, get a lot of momentum going into this weekend. Yeah, you know, honestly, unless you're number one in the points like Caps was coming in, you know, he probably had a mulligan, you know, in him because he had the lead. There's no mulligan for someone starting out in fourth. I think we were third or fourth coming into the points. And, you know, we knew the pressure was on, you know, rolling into Maple Grove, and we had to go rounds. So, you know, Dallas is a make or break for all four of us now, right? And if you're not, if you go out early here, you got yourself, you're digging a hole. But then, you know, you think you got momentum and you think you got the points lead, you know, whoever it is going into Pomona, and then you got points and a half at you. So there's really no fun place to be in this deal. You just got to go out and swing as hard as you can swing, you know, with the best of them, and the chips will fall when they may. But I think the cars that have a real shot at this thing is the ones that can show consistency. And that's something that we've been able to do these last, you know, really for the last six or seven races.
In addition to having the bragging rights, obviously, you being a Ford guy, having the Ford as the fastest car out here, you're picking up those baby points too. Can you talk about the value of those?
Yeah, I wouldn't be in first place if it weren't for how we've qualified. If you add up my qualifying points versus the three guys behind me, I'm not in first place right now without it. So it's been a big part of our strategy. It's just kind of how Aaron and Todd are wired. Like those guys, you can't run low ET. You have to try to run low ET. Like it's just not going to happen, right? And those guys, they try real hard. Like they want to run hard. They push the car to the limits. And, you know, that you see it in how it performs. So the small points are going to come down to the championship, I believe. You saw it last year. Robert lost by 3 points. Caps had that, I think, Q3 qualifying run that gave him the 3 points, well, the 4 points because of Pomona, and that won him the championship. So, every qualifying round for us is very important.
It's so fun to watch an event like this, like tonight's qualifying. There was a lot going on. There was a lot going on. For you as the driver, is that a little bit of a challenge?
No, I want a new pair of boots. I don't really have that many cowboy boots, and I said to the guys, you can keep the money, but I want the cowboy boots. But I just, it's a tribute to the track. You know, it's really exciting to come here and to see the festival that they've put on around this race, the money that they put up tonight. You know, it's much appreciated. And then they threw in cowboy boots, and I went back to the trailer. I swear to God, I was in this room, and they announced it, and I went back to the pits. I said, listen, boys, you can have the 15 grand. I want the cowboy boots. So I'm looking forward to that. And it's fun. The fans love it. You saw it was a packed house here tonight watching these cars run, and we gave them a great show.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you.